No, gentlemen. I am Inspector Martin of the Norfolk Constabulary. And this is a restricted area. No, your name, please.
I'm Dr. John Watson, and this is Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Mr. Holmes? But this is astonishing. The crime was only committed at 3 this morning. How in the world did you hear about it so quick?
We didn't hear about it.
We anticipated it, and came in the hope of preventing it. How did Mrs. Cubitt meet her death?
Mrs. Cubitt? Mrs. Cubitt is still alive.
Still alive? Oh, thank God. Well, then what crime has taken place here?
First, sir, are you acting for the lady?
No, for her husband. He's extremely concerned for Mrs. Cubitt's safety.
Well, Mr. Holmes, I'm sorry to have to inform you that it's your client who's been murdered. By his wife.
The Dancing Men by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Christopher Good as Hilton Cubitt and Diana Hunter as Elsie Cubitt. The Dancing Men.
It's a terrible business. She's for the gallows, if she lives.
What do you mean?
Her condition's critical. The doctor's with her now.
Oh, after she killed him, she shot herself. Why in the name of heaven?
Oh, well, that's the question. Now, gentlemen, you say you had prior knowledge that something was going to happen here.
We did.
You must have important evidence that I lack.
Only the evidence of the dancing men.
The dancing men?
I'll explain it to you later.
Later? But, sir, if it's relevant...
Inspector, will you associate Mr. Holmes in your investigation, or would you prefer that he work independently?
Well, I'd be proud to feel that we were acting together.
In that case, if you let him do things in his own fashion, he'll share the results with you as soon as he can.
Oh, very good, Doctor. But I must say, this does seem a perfectly straightforward affair. Like I said, the only mystery is why she did it. By all accounts, they were the model of a happy couple.
Oh, Hilton, this is wonderful.
Yes, isn't it?
Imagine, ruling over a country for 60 years. Have you ever had a king that long?
I don't think so. No, I'm sure of it.
And they say that women are the weaker sex. Will we be able to see her from here?
We certainly should.
The whole thing's just amazing.
Don't you have anything like this at home?
This is my home now, Hilton. I told you.
Of course. Forgive me, Miss Patrick. What? What's so funny?
You are Mr. Cubitt. Why won't you call me Elsie?
It wouldn't be proper.
After 4 whole weeks? Then when would it be proper? 4 months? 4 years?
Well...
Come on, Hilton. What does your English etiquette say? When can you call me Elsie?
Exactly how serious are Mrs. Cubitt's injuries?
According to the doctor, the bullet's still lodged in the front part of her brain. He's telegraphed to London for a specialist surgeon.
If the operation's successful, when will she be able to talk?
Perhaps never. There's a strong chance she'll be affected mentally.
Damn.
How was Mr. Cubitt shot, Inspector?
Straight through the heart.
Where were the bodies?
In the study.
In what positions?
He was face up in the center of the room. She was crouching near the window.
Yes. Where was the weapon lying?
Midway between them.
Then why have you assumed it was the lady who fired? Why not her husband?
She had powder burns on her forehead where the gun was fired at very close range. There were none on him.
Indeed.
So, he was face up and she was crouching.
Who found him, Inspector?
Well, the maid Saunders and Mrs. King, the cook. Do you want to examine the room now, Mr. Holmes?
No, not yet. I want to talk to the staff.
Oh, look at that one. He looks just like your friend, the Reverend. And he waddles the same way. Look.
Oh, Miss Cubitt. You can't know how refreshing it is to meet someone who doesn't weigh every word before she speaks it.
And you can't know how much I've enjoyed these last weeks. How about you, Hilton? Have you enjoyed your holiday in the big city?
Oh, yes.
Good. That's good.
My dear.